For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Hey, man, into hour number three with the Dukes and Bell. Carl's up in Kentucky. Hit him up, man. Put him up, see Dukes. He'll come to your tailgate if you're going up there for the dogs. Always a good time in Lexington. Hit some bourbon, get some brown liquor there in bourbon country, and then swing up to the game, man.
I want a goodie bag.
Yeah, man. He did. He took care of us last time.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, now, you know what the problem is? Now he set the standard.
Right. And by the way, for anybody, if you ever want to do that trip, I've done it a few times. I took my wife up there a couple years ago. I took my father-in-law before he passed a couple years back. If you like brown liquor, there's nothing like going up to Bardstown, and you can go to Maker's Mark. You can have some of the distilleries take a little bit of driving to get to, like, to get out in the weeds for Maker's Mark. But if you like Jim Beam, I should say, in Bardstown, Jim, that's an easy one. It's right off of I-65. And then there's a million little micro distilleries all over the place. Even have some, like, satellite locations in Louisville. So it's always a cool trip. But there you go. There's your, again, if it's going to be a trip, it's got to have booze involved. But it's a really fun time.
Well, duh.
Going up there. First time I did that was with my dad, because, you know, the old man would do the road trips, and it'd always be like, you know, there's always going to be some level of educational stuff. We're going to step by. We're going to go to Shiloh. We're going to see the Civil War battle site in Mississippi. We're going to Memphis. We're going to swing see Elvis's house. Then in Nashville, and then down to the Bourbon Trail. It was always, you know, a little bit of culture involved.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it was great.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It was a good time. We'd always try to rope in, because, you know, the Mets were about as bad as the Braves back in the 70s, but we'd always try to do, like, the Cincinnati or St. Louis, or go see them play. And so you go to another ballpark. Back then, all the ballparks looked exactly the same. There were all those AstroTurf, like, the Vet looked just like Three Rivers, looked just like Busch. It was all identical, basically.
How many you got crossed off, by the way?
I've been to the newer ones. I haven't been to all of the new ones. At one point, we went to all of the original ones, with the exception of Seattle. Never, and that's one place. Never been to the Pacific Northwest, but been to almost all of them. Dodger Stadium, still one of my faves.
Yeah,
San Francisco is amazing. Back then, it was AT&T. You know, they changed names so often.
AT&T. Yeah, now it's.
But yeah, the San Francisco experience. I mean, now the city's like a train wreck. But back then, it was great. You could walk around; it was no big deal. I've never been to Petco in San Diego. They say that's awesome.
What about Pittsburgh? I've heard that one's great.
Oh, man. Yeah. We went up there. Actually, the last time I was in Pittsburgh, that was the Falcons. That was the year after we blew the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
We played the Steelers in preseason, and we went and walked the Clemente Bridge. And it's literally the most, and I think most guys have seen the skyline, how beautiful it is. It's arguably the best vista in Major League Baseball. And the ballpark is great. Much like the Battery, there's a bunch of cool bars and restaurants around. And then if you're going to, like, the Steelers game, you just literally walk around, and there's the confluence of the rivers. And then they've got a giant casino, like, about a quarter mile from what was then Heinz Field. Changed names again.
Acrisure Stadium.
But it was funny, that whole weekend, as we're wearing Falcon gear, people would be, they got their boats tied up, and you're like, hey, have a beer. So we come over and talk with them. And everybody's like, how did you let the Patriots off the hook? Because the Steelers, they all hate the Patriots for all those AFC divisional and conference championship games. And we're playing craps. Same thing. The stick man's breaking my chops. The pit boss goes, how in the hell do you blow that game? I know. But other than that, that would be one of my top five. Pittsburgh for sure. But there you go. Hey, man, another great environment is certainly Sanford Stadium, between the hedges, and or going to Jordan-Hare when things are good. That brings us to Talking Dogs. Hey, we'll start with Georgia. Obviously, they're big favorites. I love Georgia minus 22. We'll do the pick segment coming up next. But another Georgia football player arrested, this time reckless driving. And Mark Weiser's got the initial story from the Athens Banner-Herald. It's Daniel Harris, a corner, stopped on the Georgia 10 loop over at College Station Road. Now, in today's NIL, Chris, he's kind of slumming it in a 2018 Jeep Cherokee, but he still got that sled up to 106 miles per hour in a 55.
At what point, I mean, Mike, I guess there is no point. Because if you have the tragedy that occurred, and you have all of the requisite incidents that occurred after, like, clearly there's no punishment other than a season-long suspension or taking away a year of academic and athletic eligibility that's going to stop these kids from doing it.
Right.
Like, clearly there is, if it's a minor punishment, if it's sitting a quarter, if it's sitting a game, that's not good enough.
Actually, my buddy Alan just hit me. 60, it's doing 106 and a 65. It's that part of the road is a 65. Either way, according to the police, Athens-Clarke County, it's wet. So the road conditions, they don't like you doing that. According to the police report, passing two other vehicles on a wet road in the rain at 8:03. The incident report has been obtained by the Athens Banner-Herald. They used the laser to get it. He's a sophomore from Miami, booked into Clarke County Jail at 10:40, released 11:49, only $50 in bonds. This is, obviously in just 48 hours before they take on the Wildcats. It's because of everything that's happened in the past. Again, I think most dog fans now, I mean, it's like if a tree falls in the forest. But I think there are some dog fans who still feel this is a bad look and the optics are terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one stain on Kirby Smart's resume since he took over at UGA. He's done everything you could possibly accomplish. National titles, he's got two of them. He put a quarterback into the NFL that nobody ever thought would be there in Stetson Bennett. Countless players in the NFL that are five-star recruits. Right. He's done everything. He's been the patron saint of Athens. Except for this. And this, Mike, it's just not stopping.
Well, I mean, we talked about when it went down to lose Devin Willick and Chandler LaCroix. It's got, I mean, something positive should come from it. But these guys just don't listen. Now, look, everybody wants to get into the NIL. This guy's driving a beater Jeep, okay, by today's NIL standards. It's not a Lambo. It's not one of the souped-up Hellcats or whatever. But still, it's a guy who the message, ding, 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 didn't penetrate between the ears.
He's a backup player. He's listed as a second string cornerback on our
list. What happens to those guys?
Yeah, and exactly. So I wouldn't
be cut.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they come down harsh on this player. But Mike, what if it was Malachi Starks or KJ Bolden?
Well, hopefully they'd know better as team leaders. ETN had a situation; it was adjudicated. Certainly, with a believe me, I have enough experience in this area. I can tell you, with a good lawyer, you can get it down to something else. Can get down from reckless driving, perhaps, but it'll take some finagling and somebody to pay for the lawyer. But either way, the point is, nobody is listening. Kirby can do all the things, say all the things. And the thing with ETN, he suspended ETN without telling anybody he suspended him. Because Kirby, and I get it, I don't say it's an ego thing, but he's not going to give the media the satisfaction of you're dictating how he handles his program.
Right.
But he basically suspended ETN for the Clemson game.
Yeah, he did. And again, if he wasn't ETN, he might not be on the team anymore, but he's one of the three or four most valuable pieces you have on this team. And it's a shame that that's what it ultimately comes down to, Mike, but that's sort of how it's always been in sports. You know, if LeBron James does something versus, you know, their third string point guard, it's going to be a little bit different of a situation in terms of the way that it's handled. But I just think at the end of the day, I mean, listen, we're not in those meetings, Mike. We don't know what Kirby's preaching and what the staff is preaching. According to him, they bring in people every year for ceremonies and for video presentations on this stuff. But, you know, unless you're going to institute a policy that says you do this once and you're gone, I don't think it's going to stop.
We'll see what happens with Georgia. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to jump on Georgia minus the 22. I know that Mark Stoops has said a lot of things about, you know, back to the drawing board and the work's got to be put in. It just, their offense is probably the worst offensive line he's had since he's gotten to Lexington.
Yeah.
I mean, South Carolina, and no disrespect to Shane Beamer, who was able to really do a nice job after their defense was decimated with injuries and guys that hit the portal last year. But I just think Georgia can.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Georgia's got more depth and can do more of what South Carolina did in spades, you know, with Carson Beck. So it's hard not to see them just stomping them. Now, traditionally, when you're playing Sisters of the Poor, Kirby will not drop the hammer and cover the big number. But 22 in the SEC, I think they can get this done.
Oh, easily. And, Mike, I know we touched on this yesterday briefly, but I think it's just worth exploring again. You witness a game like this, and Mark Stoops is a great coach, and especially in this tough conference dealing with one of the lesser schools in this conference. You know, you're not Alabama, you're not Georgia, but he does a damn good job with what he has. But this particular season, you just hit the nail on the head. It's all about the talent gap.
Hey, man, to Auburn, where it's going to be Hank Brown under center against Hank Brown.
Okay.
Yes, in his band of renown. It's going to be him over team captain Peyton Thorne. Peyton Thorne was making the news last week for saying that guys were hitting him up on Venmo, wanting some money back since they didn't cover, let alone win against Cal at Jordan-Hare. But redshirt freshman Hank Brown, according to Justin Hawkinson from Rusty Manziel's On Three Sports, is going to be under center. For now, Brown replaces Peyton Thorne, who's been uneven at best.
Yeah, he had one really good year at Michigan State, and he has not been the same quarterback since, Mike. And he threw four picks last weekend, and that basically sealed his fate against Cal.
Hank Brown, for those who don't know, was initially going to Liberty when Hugh Freeze was there. Flipped his commit to Auburn when Hugh got the job. Freeze said about the quarterback situation, this is on Wednesday, if you're watching film, there's a very short leash on us playing as poorly as we did that position. So he didn't tip his hand, but he kind of hinted perhaps this was going to come.
Imagine following Hugh Freeze around as a commit.
He's a good offensive coach. He knows the SEC.
I assure you the package will not be big.
I hear that, brother. And he is a guy that, according to everybody, my friends who follow Auburn, next year, if you can get through this year, next year is when the recruiting really pops. But, you know, they got their guy. It's a work in progress.
Well, they've been saying next year at Auburn since Cam Newton.
Brian, for the Harsin thing, you knew. Typical Auburn, man. There's always intrigue. Half the big boosters didn't want the last hire. I think uniformly they were into bringing Hugh Freeze to Auburn.
Well, Harsin's sitting on a beach somewhere collecting a fat check, that's for sure.
Hey, you think Alabama struggles with Wisconsin?
Struggle might be a strong word, Mike, but I am very interested to see how they start this game, because you let UCF hang around last week, and it didn't look pretty until the very end.
Well, maybe USF.
Oh, USF.
But yeah. Maybe style makes the fight. Maybe USF's front seven just, you know, they're just their kryptonite.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think Wisconsin has got those guys.
They got a hell of a coach, though.
Luke Fickell went 7-6 last year. 1-4 against opponents that finished with a winning record. So I know that a lot of folks feel that, you know, Milroe gets into his groove. It's still considered one of the more difficult places to play. Camp Randall, the Maniacs, will play jump around and be going doing their thing. But remember, guys, the Wisconsin quarterback, it's Miami transfer Tyler Van Dyke, who transferred out of Miami and is soft as Charmin. Hey, man, Dog Report, we'll be talking plenty more about Bama. Remember, 2 weeks before you get ready. Yeah, you got an extra week to get ready for Alabama, but I think Kentucky's going to get squished. Hey, man, we'll get into the picks. We got Carl's picks. Chris was the only guy that was over 500 this week. Oren and I, shame. I took it in the shorts last night.
Shame.
I lost that over when Tua went out with a concussion. More on that coming up, guys, on Dukes and Bell. Really done that for you, other than Chris Turtle Thomas, who's off to a 2-1 start. I know Steak's off to, I think, 2-2. I think Drew had a terrible start, Drew Butler, with his picks. So the radio station, you know, we're supposed to be experts on this stuff. We'll try to rebound. You know, early weeks of the college and pro season, a little difficult because, you know, as you found out, who knew we were going to run like pistol and shotgun?
Well, I was about to say, just like the Falcons, we're going to try to rebound in week 2, Mike Bell.
Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll start with the Big O. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's
Oren,
do it.
You were what, 1-2? Who did Oren have last week?
Yeah, I got kind of riversided by Michigan with a late score in that game. I had the
Texas. You knew Texas was going to smoke Michigan.
Well, I knew Texas was going to score. I didn't think Michigan would score. They got a touchdown with like a minute 50 left to go in that ball game.
And let's not forget, he also had Tech.
Oh. Yeah, that's tough.
But you got to bring up old stuff, Chris.
Well, we didn't know that Fran Brown was going to say, you're going to say we're tough.
I mean, they took it personally, man.
That's a Kirby assistant who used, as we said, Brent Key. It's not like Brent said, I looked at Syracuse and they're soft and weak. No, he just, you know, he said what he always says. We're going to play our physical brand of football. But Fran Brown up in Syracuse turned that into, like, whatever, bulletin board material. Cry, he got his guys fired up. They think they're going to punk us. And he was hot still after the game. It was like, dude, it's like he was going like it was WWE afterwards.
Hey, man.
Promo, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to get yourself to that place, as they say.
But Tech did lose regardless to Syracuse. What was your win?
Tennessee.
Nice.
Balls, yeah. I had that one as well. Yep.
And sweat that for a minute. All right, so what do you got this week, Big O?
All right, let's start with the college ranks here. I think this is going to be a popular pick amongst us, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Dogs, the -22, the favorite over Kentucky. Yeah. That game, it might be a little weird to start, but hopefully Georgia starts fast like they did last week. And I'd like that to be over and that bet be comfortable by, midway through the third quarter. So let's go ahead and take that.
I mean, South Carolina's offense wasn't exactly lighting it up until later in the game. And I think they were like 3-for-10 on third down conversions. And I know that, you know, the thing is, and Chris pointed this out during the week, filling in for Carl, you know, Kirby wants to come out of the gate swinging. Georgia's had a little bit of lag, something like turbo lag. You know, let's hit it, man.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Yeah,
let's
triple S, slow start syndrome.
All right, so we're all on Georgia -22. What else you got?
Let's head to the pro one now. Kind of a low line, I think, even though they're a road favorite. The Niners are only 5-point favorites over the Vikings, so give me the Niners -5.
Is that in Minnesota?
That is in Minnesota, okay. Yeah. And well, then also.
Hey, now, you saw Sam Darnold in week 1.
Come on now.
Very aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah, I just saw Jordan Addison's out for that game, too.
He is,
so
that's right.
Yeah, good luck with that with Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And then they've had a really bad week with this quarterback. A lot of talk around him. So, yeah, give me Jacksonville -3 versus Cleveland. Yeah.
Okay.
At home.
So, basically, just continuing the trend that Cleveland, with Deshaun Watson under center, cannot score, Mike
Bell. They cannot score.
Jacksonville had Miami on the ropes before Tariq hit that big touchdown down in the Hard Rock last week. Of course, Dolphins were just absolutely flat. This is before Tua even, you know, got hurt with a concussion. More on that coming up in our strong arm story. But, all right, so to review, you got the Browns over the Jags, you got Georgia, and who else you got?
I got Niners over Vikings.
All right, Bubba. What you got, Chris? You got Carl's picks?
Yeah, I do have Carl's picks. He's going Hook'em because, of course, he is. -35.
Against Texas San Antonio?
Against Texas San Antonio.
You don't think it's a little bit of a letdown after that big win over Michigan?
His text to me was, quote, Hook 'em rolls.
Okay.
Minus 35. Okay, Carl. He's staying in the great state of Texas, taking the Texans minus 6.5 versus the Bears, who, despite winning the game, Caleb Williams did not look very good. Mm. So he's projecting more of the same. And me and him may see a little bit different on this one. He's taking Arizona minus 1 versus the Rams.
Ooh. Okay.
After that week one performance with Kyler and Marvin Harrison.
I guess he's expecting the big bounce back from Marvin Harrison.
It's going to be coup de lie out there in Arizona. Yeah,
I suppose so.
All right, man. All right. We won't poop on him because he's out here to defend these terrible picks.
Well, that's true. And then for myself, I'm not taking the dogs.
Okay.
I'm taking instead Old Miss at Wake Forest minus 21.
Okay.
That game might be a bloodbath.
Jackson Dart has been just as good as Carson Beck this season so far.
On fire.
Yeah, he is coming out swinging.
I thought about that one too, Chris. But yeah, that game's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, so give me Old Miss minus 21 versus Wake Forest. Ravens need a big bounce back win. They're going to get it this week. The number's big, but I like it. Mm. Baltimore minus 9 versus the Raiders. The Raiders on offense are not anything to write home about. I don't think they can score.
I don't want to piggyback. I had that, and I got a pivot, so I don't want to be like, you know, copycat guy.
Well, I'm going to Riverside Carl here because I'm taking the Rams plus 1 versus Arizona. I still like Cooper Kupp looked like three years ago, Cooper Kupp.
22 targets in that game.
Yeah,
22 targets.
He was back to like 3 years ago, Cooper Kupp. Puka Nacua was out for at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, I would take the Rams, you know, with a couple more than that, honestly. Give me that easy plus 1. So Ole Miss minus 21, Baltimore minus 9, and the Rams plus 1.
I like it. So last night I took the Dolphins and the over last night. Not the Dolphins, but the Dolphins certainly and the Bills in the over was 48.5 as Tua literally runs right into Hamlin. I still don't understand why that was his course of action. I mean, I get it. You're trying to go for the only way you can hurt yourself is the way he hit that guy.
He had the first down, Mike. When he ran into him, he'd already had the first down.
He actually could have slid at the marker and they would have given it to him, but that's the reason I'm crying over spilt milk. If they go in and score there, that's 48 right there. And then you feel that they're going to get another garbage touchdown or a field goal, and you get your 51 and you're over. Didn't happen because once you got Skyler top hot garbage. And then the Bills were screwing around, and they started running the football, the run clock. So I'm 0-1 for the weekend now, 1-3.
Well, you hear the new rumor that's starting up on the Twitters, Mike Bell? How about the Dolphins give Tom Brady a call?
Yeah, my cousin called me on that, Tony the mailman. And of course, you know, Tony, you know what we got to do? Got to reach out to frickin' Brady because he's terrible on television. Okay, great, great logic there, Anthony. But yeah, well, remember Stephen Ross had that flirtation with Brady, which got the Dolphins in all that trouble with draft picks and fines with the NFL when he was still in a contract with the Bucks.
Could it be a late push and it's all worth it in the end? A couple of years later,
is that defense good enough for Tom Brady to win a Super Bowl?
No, but the offense is.
Is it?
Imagine him throwing to Hill and Waddle. I mean,
Coach Bra.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Coach Bra couldn't figure out how to get the ball. They were throwing it to Robbie Chosen. Yeah, Robbie Anderson.
Tight end that dropped a pass in the end zone. That guy, too.
Yeah, I just, you know me. I don't believe in Mike McDaniel. Anyway, all right, back to me. Sorry, too much. I'm off track here. I'd like the Ravens too. I really like that game. Is it 8 now?
8. I had it at 8 or no, 9. Sorry, excuse me. 9.
I've got, you know, I'm going to go with this one. It just dropped a half. I'm going to go with Kansas City minus 5.5 against the Bengals. Bengals have had some issues with Joe Burrow and his receivers. I know you don't want to overreact week 1. Not everybody looks as bad as they're going to look. I mean, so they're not going to look as bad. They'll look better later in the season, but the Bengals look a little funky.
Yeah, T. Higgins is out again.
Right, and I figure the Chiefs could cover 6 easy. So I'm going to take the Kansas City at minus 5.5, and I'm going with Georgia, as Oren is, minus 22. I know it's like, why isn't it like 28? Why isn't it higher? There's no major injuries with UGA, right?
No. I mean, they have a couple of guys that are a little bit banged up, but again, as we talked about earlier in the show, Mike Bell, their Georgia's third string guy is better than Kentucky's first string guy right now with the roster Stoops has, unfortunately.
I got a text here from Jimmy. He is in Lathonia. He goes, "What's the matter, Mike? Not betting the Noles?" No.
It's a small line, though, 3.5?
It's actually bigger than that. It's like 7. It's like 6.5, 7 for Memphis getting 6.5 from the Florida State team without its offensive coordinator on game day. And they're busy having water gun fights. Apparently, that's something Florida State does. The video just happened to be out there this week. You know, when you look terrible for your first 2 games of the season and you're using water guns to try to do ball security drills, it just doesn't help reinforce it. You know what you're doing down there in Tallahassee.
Yeah, as you like to say, I question your tactics on that one, Mike Bell.
But no, I'm not going to touch that one. All right, so we all like Georgia. If there's a trend, I really like that Ravens pick. I think the Raiders are going to get smoked by the Ravens. Yeah. It's in Baltimore.
Baltimore's got to come out swinging after that loss to KC in week 1.
Extra rest after, of course, the Thursday night game. Hey, man, good luck with the picks. If you guys got anything you feel good about, hit us up at put 'em up, C Dukes at against C Thomas Radio.
Yep.
And I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Hey, man, let's talk to Steve Coonan. He'd love to have legalized sports gambling here in Atlanta just a couple of weeks before the Hawks are going to be showing up and doing their media thing. What would a 6'8" Trey do in the NBA? He was talking about that earlier in the week.
Sure was.
Well, what would a 6'8" Steve Coonan do? I would dominate. That's what I do. This hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll come back catching up with Coonan on a Friday. It is Dukes and Bell, man, working our way towards 5 o'clock. What the coach, what you heard Zach Robinson, our OC, say about this offense. Why does it look nothing like we thought it was going to look? Also, you'll hear Dave Archer catching up with Kirk Cousins about what the plan is for the Eagles, man. And hopefully we bounce back, and hopefully it's, I don't know, a little more play action, some play action.
But, Mike, didn't you know?
Some Kirk Cousins over center.
Didn't you know they were working on the pistol since April, Mike?
Maybe I saw it, but I tried to block it out of my mind when we were up there at Flowery Branch. I don't know. If you're looking for something to make you laugh today on a Friday, I just posted a video. It's at Mike Bell ATL. It is the latest. They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
A song that somebody put together, which is literally laugh out loud funny. If you may have already seen it, because obviously it's got a lot of likes, but check it out at Mike Bell.
It's pretty funny.
ATL. Hey, man, we will get to the Falcons right now, though. The Hawks are ready to play some hoop. Before you know it, man, they'll be talking to the media, and then we'll have, you know, a chance to hopefully do something this year. Let's talk to Steve Coonan. Catch it up with Coonan. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Michael.
Hey. What would Trey Young do if he was 6'8"?
Probably be more effective changing light bulbs.
That is a great answer.
Great
especially
answer.
On the fly.
Where did we find that? Was that on a podcast that
Trey
said
it was
that?
A $1 million worth of game. Yeah.
And he was saying if he was 6'8". Yeah, if he was 6'8", he'd be like Tyrese Halliburton, be on the Olympic team. But anyway, how are you doing, brother? How's your offseason going?
Everything's going well. How is Italy?
Oh, it's amazing. I tell you what, I'd live in Tuscany if I could. It was just amazing. People were great. Food was great. Just fantastic.
I agree. It's a wonderful place to visit, but nothing's better than home.
That's true. But again, if I had a satellite dish, I think I could make it work. Anyway, so what did you think, by the way, of the Falcons? Everybody here, and I know you, Steve, is a big football fan. We'll talk Georgia in a second, of course, Hawks. But were you surprised how funky we looked on offense on Sunday?
Well, I mean, how much of it was also predicated by Pittsburgh, who top defense? Mm. And I do think we had some predictability right. in our formations. And yep. again, when you read the stats, it really illuminates for you that, you know, if you're as good a defense as they have, they got a pretty good beat on it. So we'll see if it carries over. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be able to repeat the same game plan. So I'm very curious about Monday night and very optimistic about Monday night because I think when the Eagles are watching film, we didn't give them a whole lot to watch.
Steve, whenever I get a chance to fill in, I always love to pick your brain on sports media news. And there was a big article this week about Venue Sports, which is the ESPN, Warner Brothers, Fox monopoly that they're trying to establish over there, and how Fubo Sports is fighting back against it. What do you make of that situation, and how do you see that future going? Will eventually that big three rule the day when it comes to sports?
Well, I don't know, because the courts have said no, no, no to the proposition. The idea was for people who've never subscribed to cable that you could get all the sports on ESPN, all the sports on the Turner networks, and all the sports on Fox Broadcasting. And the problem is that those same packages haven't been offered to cable operators, the Comcast, DirecTV, et cetera. And those of you who are DirecTV customers notice ESPN is absent from your channel guide for the second or third week in a row, which is frustrating as a DirecTV customer. But I have YouTube TV as a backup because I'm not going to miss a game because they're in a fight.
Right.
And it's something the court said, no, this is not right, and it will be at least a year before that appeal hearing could happen. So I don't know how long or how vital this is now that it's not happening this year. ESPN is planning to go direct to consumer where we don't know what the
price point
will be, but next year you'll be able to get the flagship ESPN with SportsCenter, Monday Night Football, all of the goodies, plus, for a certain fee, which I'll be very curious because I think the fee will be what determines their ability to be successful.
Yeah, you got to price it in the right spot. It's a Steve Kuhner. For guys who don't know Steve, before he got to be CEO of the Hawks, he's a guy that had a huge background, first at Coca-Cola and then with the Turner Networks and a lot of the great programming and NBA and TNT. A lot of that was all Steve's doing. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So he's a guy that really knows this stuff. We always talk about it, Steve. Everybody says cut the cord, but by the time you get done, you're so a la carte, it's right back to the initial price you were paying.
Yeah, absolutely. The bundle for a sports fan actually was a pretty good value because even if this venue was allowed to happen, you didn't have NBC, which has everything from the Olympics to now the NBA after next season, and Sunday Night Football, the highest rated show on television, and a lot of Big Ten great college football games, and you don't have CBS, which is, again, big piece of March Madness, great Sunday football games with Tony Romo and a full cast. So it's tough for the sports fan out there, but what's interesting is 40% of all television right now is being watched streaming. You know, and why we say it's a tax, people are switching and they're willing to give up. And what they're giving up is cable, which has been what really built the background of sports. And, you know, the Braves ratings are way down, and I'm sure our ratings will be down, but now you have to be on a premier tier of Comcast to watch our games, which is frustrating. We're working on some plans to fix that.
Speaking of all the different networks, now with the conference realignment in college football, how have you as a fan, just from a fan perspective, be adjusted to all the different changes, including, you know, the SEC being in a new home?
Well, you know, I like the SEC package being on ABC and ESPN because I know I can go to those two places. I keep kind of being stunned when I turn on NBC and see Big Ten football that features Oregon versus Washington. It's like, well, that's not the Big Ten I grew up with.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's a mess. But when you compound that with NIL, it's pure free agency. It's pro football, just with a different label.
I know that it's funny. We said you really can actually criticize players. It was funny. Peyton Thorne, who just got benched for Auburn last week, Steve, a bunch of Auburn fans, or presumably guys who bet on Auburn, were hitting him up on Venmo saying, hey, man, you owe me for the money I lost on the Cal game.
I know a few people he owes a Venmo to as well. You know, here comes Cal in Auburn, 88,000 people on the plane, and they absolutely laid an egg.
Right.
And, you know, that's part of the problem with gambling is that players of all leagues are being harassed. And look, nobody told you to take Auburn. Nobody told you to take X, Y, and Z. And I know golfers and talked to some golfers at Eastlake who said it's gotten nasty when they've been walking down the fairway. It's gotten very nasty.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't think that's the spirit of it. It's just more pervasive.
I know that's the byproduct of you know, the proliferation of sports gambling websites, advertising, even though we don't have it here in the state. By the way, I know we went round and round last spring, and the year ended, and we didn't get any closer to getting – do you have any insight into anything with sports gambling coming down the pike this year for the Georgia State Legislature?
I personally don't think it's going to happen. I mean, you know, what's so frustrating is we didn't even get a vote.
Right.
We didn't get to the floor. We passed the Senate 38-12. And we didn't get a vote in the House, and nor can I get an explanation of why not from anybody.
Right. And the idea, let's have folks vote on it here, you know, and let the people decide.
Look, we shouldn't be this damn precious. 38 states have it, okay?
Right.
It's not the end of the world. 38 states have it. Why is Georgia so different? And the amount of revenue coming into the state, I don't know if you guys know what Bally's new name is going to be this fall for the former Bally's channel. It's going to be FanDuel Sports Television.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen that publicly released yet. That's fascinating.
No, I mean, it's been in a lot of trade articles.
Okay.
and it was also in court filing, so I'm not breaking news here. I hope. But won't be the first time. Right. Won't be the last. But the point is, you're going to say, hey, put on FanDuel television. People are going to go, what is that?
Right.
And it's going to be the sports channel that carry the Hawks and a lot of other things.
Before we let you go,
the Braves.
Yeah, before we let you go, Steve, October 8th will be here before we know it. Pacers, Hawks, little preseason hoops. What can you tell us about how the last few weeks have gone, all quiet on the Western Front in terms of any major news? So what's been going on with Quinn and Landry and the guys?
Well, I just left the practice facility. A lot of the guys are in. More coming in next week. Everybody should be in next week, you know, for OTAs and guys wanting to be in Atlanta, getting their family settled. A lot came back, kids in school. And I'm excited. We're going to hold training camp down at the greatest place on earth, the University of Georgia, which puts everybody together in the hotel and at restaurants. And really is a great team bonding experience for a few days. And then we take the court the 8th, and the next thing you know, we're tipping against Brooklyn on the 23rd.
Very cool.
So I think it's going to be very fun, and I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right, before we cut you loose, Georgia, 22-point favorite up in Kentucky. Kentucky looked about as bad as you could look against South Carolina. Everybody, we don't want to be prisoner. Well, too late. We are prisoner at the moment. We all jumped on Georgia. You like it?
You know, unfortunately, Kentucky has always played Georgia very, very, very well. Will Georgia win? Unequivocally. Will they cover 22.5 points? I think it could be a little more difficult than the experts think, but count me in. Let's go, dogs.
Right on, brother. Thank you. I think that's a yes from our man, Steve Cooden. Georgia, what year were you in Georgia? Did you graduate?
I was there most of the 70s, 80s.
with my doctor, with Dr. Bobby. There you go. Hey, man.
America's favorite doctor. Take care.
Have a great weekend, Steve. There he is, man. Up with Cooden, everybody's favorite CEO. Yeah, my doctor, him and my physician and Steve went to college together.
Oh, wow. So they were both on the Van Wilder plan.
Yeah, Dr. Yeah, Dr. Bobby's getting it in. Hey, man, we're going to hear what Arch had to say, along with Kirk Cousins, what he had to say about what the hell happened last week, what's going to happen this week. We'll also get to that Tua story. Is his career over in the NFL? It's a big 5 o'clock hour. Dukes and Bell with Chris in for Carl. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.